The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. We've talked about this. This is a big, big story. These opioid lawsuits. Harley.
Well, this one has claimed a company. Purdue Pharma was one of the big ones. And I say was because it's going to go out of business in its current state. They've been working on a $10 to $12 billion settlement over OxyContin, the nation's deadly opioid crisis. Under this proposal, the owners of the company would contribute $3 billion of their own money toward the total. The company would file for bankruptcy, Chapter 11, transform itself into a public beneficiary trust with all profits from drug sales going to the plaintiffs.
So what are they supposed to have done?
Well, they sold OxyContin and didn't tell everybody how dangerous it was and allowed it to be sold. This is the thing, that the pharmaceutical company somehow allowed it to be sold to people who abused it. Mm-hmm. And, the doctors are the ones that gave the... How do you sue all the doctors who gave the prescriptions? How do you sue all the pharmacists who look at a valid prescription and fill it? Gee. So they're going after the deepest pockets. Mm-hmm. And they're winning. Because they said there's no sense fighting it. It just costs too much.
$12 billion, eh? Shampoo bottles in hotels.
Well, they're going to go bye-bye, looks like, because Marriott, the world's largest hotel chain, is the latest to say they're going to eliminate small plastic bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and bath gel. I don't know what my wife's going to do. we bring some of them home all
That's
the time.
That's it, I know. She'll have to take her own.
They're going to be replaced by larger bottles, tamper-resistant, wall-mounted dispensers, things like that. Now, here's the deal. Marriott has more than 7,000 hotels. They'll be getting rid of 500 million little bottles a year, 1.7 million pounds of plastic. Mm. Pretty good reason to do it, I guess.
Good on them. Now, listen, winter weather predictions, how amazing. No talk about warming.
Well, this is the old Farmer's Almanac, which was 80.5% accurate on last year's forecast. There were two almanacs left, the old Farmer's Almanac and the Farmer's Almanac. The old Farmer's Almanac started in 1792. They've been at this a little while. And the Farmer's Almanac in 1818. They're very, very similar. They agree on almost everything. And what they said is we're going to have seven great big snowstorms from coast to coast. It's going to be extremely cold, heavy rain, sleet, a whole lot of snow. Not one time did they say, because of global warming, it's going to be mild.
Unbelievable.
It's not going to happen that
Unbelievable.
Way.
Unbelievable. Good on you, Harley. Thank you for that. Harley in the United States of America.